WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. More than 3 years after the event, federal authorities arrest a Waynesboro man for alleged violent participation in the January 6th insurrection. Albemarle County joins other school systems in allowing teachers to bargain collectively. And we take a look at the areas of agreement and divergence between the governor and legislators over the budget. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 15th. More than 3 years after the U.S. Capitol insurrection, a Waynesboro man has been charged for his role in the breach of the Capitol on January 6, 2021. The News Leader reports that the FBI arrested Darrell McDorman, age 53, last Thursday, April 11th, on several felony and misdemeanor charges. The charges against Dorman include attacking police officers with a weapon on Capitol grounds. Court documents say that McDorman allegedly threw multiple metal objects at law enforcement and then picked up a wooden flagpole and used it to allegedly strike officers repeatedly. The Albemarle County School Board unanimously passed a resolution last week granting 2,600 of the school division's teachers, faculty, and staff the right to collective bargaining. The Daily Progress reports that the Albemarle school system joins 8 other Virginia school divisions, including its next-door neighbor, Charlottesville City Schools, that have adopted collective bargaining resolutions since 2021. That's when the General Assembly reversed the Virginia Supreme Court decision that outlawed the public sector unions in 1977. The school board's 7-0 decision was met with thunderous applause from the roughly 60 school employees and their supporters at the Albemarle County office building. After wildfires and heavy winds last month, Shenandoah National Park is making new upgrades to prevent further damage and improve aging infrastructure. Throughout the area, wind storms knocked trees onto power lines. WHSV reports that the National Park is working with local electric providers to upgrade electrical poles and equipment. They're also de-energizing some of the power lines to reduce fire risk. During the upgrades, showers and bathrooms at the park will be closed during the day from Mondays through Thursdays. New research by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association shows a decline in the mental health of Virginia's teenagers, mirroring national statistics. The trade group analyzed emergency room visits between the beginning of 2020, coinciding with the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the middle of 2023. Researchers found the number of Virginians up to age 18 who visited the emergency room with anxiety and depression increased statewide. Females made up nearly 70% of the visits, with teens affected most. A recent state report shows that federal help for people struggling to pay utility bills is decreasing, reaching only a fraction of the Virginians who need it and covering only a fraction of the costs that they face. The Virginia Poverty Law Center said the report from the Virginia Department of Social Services underscores how vulnerable households have to balance paying utility bills with buying groceries and paying for prescriptions. The Virginia Mercury reports that federal block grant funding to Virginia for the program has decreased from $127 million to $89 million since 2009. An investigation and podcast by our partner station in Richmond, VPM News, has led to a state-mandated review of all the criminal cases where evidence was examined by Mary Jane Burton, a former lab analyst. Megan Pauley has the details.
After Virginia State Senator Scott Surville heard the podcast, he had questions.
Right now, we don't know how many cases are out there. We don't know how many cases have material we can test. We don't know how many people are still alive or how many are in jail. And we need to figure out the scope and scale of all this so that we can deal with it the best way as possible to bring people justice as soon as possible if, in fact, they were wrongfully convicted.
Surville worked with the Crime Commission to draft budget language requiring it to review all of Mary Jane Burton's case files to determine how many people have been convicted, as well as those still incarcerated, those who've been executed, and those who've died. A big part of the review will also involve notifying those who've been convicted about their right to have any evidence in their cases retested.
Megan Pauley reporting. A new independent analysis shows where the two approaches from Governor Glenn Youngkin and the General Assembly meet and where they diverge on the budget. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
Governor Glenn Youngkin called his amendments the, quote, common ground budget, and in some places he did find such common ground, according to new analysis by the left-leaning Commonwealth Institute. TCI's comparison sheet shows at least 37 places where the governor agreed with the legislature on spending priorities. Those shared priorities include raises for state employees and teachers, and millions more for the state's long underfunded developmental disability waiver system. But TCI's Freddie Mejia said Youngkin's removal of a digital sales tax is among his group's largest complaints with the amendments. He said about 40 other states have some kind of digital tax, and not having one puts physical businesses in the Commonwealth and the people who would benefit from new state revenues at a disadvantage.
We shouldn't penalize brick and mortar businesses by letting digital products continue to be untaxed. You know, we want to make sure that Virginia can make the investments that the community is asking for.
But on the right side of the aisle, Steve Hainer with the Thomas Jefferson Institute said Virginia Democrats should take the deal in exchange for overriding Youngkin's veto of an effort that would allow localities to add a 1% sales tax to fund school construction.
I would basically accept most of what he's done on the budget, and then I would smile to Republicans and say, now help us help the schools by passing that bill over his veto.
Youngkin and legislative Democrats will return to Richmond Wednesday to hammer out a final budget. A spending plan is required before July 1st. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
A new law signed by Governor Youngkin will allow some state agencies to hire people previously convicted of certain misdemeanors. Megan Moore with VPM News reports.
Senator Todd Pillion's legislation will allow the Virginia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, substance abuse providers, community service boards, and other authorities to hire people convicted at least 4 years ago of certain barrier crimes. Barrier crimes include misdemeanors like assault and battery or crimes involving controlled substances. An identical House bill sponsored by Delegate Sia Price was also signed by the governor. This means on July 1st, more people will be eligible to apply for jobs to provide substance abuse care and mental health services.
Megan Moore reporting. Starting this summer, Virginia will have a new law against so-called zombie mortgages. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
They're called zombie mortgages because critics say they were dead but then came back to life when predatory lenders bought them for pennies on the dollar and then tried to collect huge interest rates. Now the governor is driving a stake through the heart of zombie mortgages by signing a bill introduced by Delegate Marcus Simon, a Democrat from Falls Church.
If you're going to foreclose on somebody's mortgage and take their house, you've got to provide some evidence you've actually been trying to collect on the debt and that you've been sending them bills, they haven't been paying them, there have been interest and fees. It's meant to deter predatory lenders and predatory debt buyers from trying to steal people's homes.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell says the new law is aimed at making sure debt buyers will not be stealing equity.
Federal law requires you be invoiced monthly if you're owed money. And when these companies charge off debt, they stop issuing their invoices. And these consumers think they don't have a debt anymore because they haven't gotten an invoice in 5 years. And that creates the problem. And that's what this is trying to fix.
The governor also signed a bill cracking down on predatory probate lending and another bill limiting the collection of medical debt. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, a new runaway truck ramp has been constructed on Afton Mountain in Albemarle County. The Virginia Department of Transportation says that the ramp is the first of its kind, employing 10 steel nets to catch and decelerate runaway trucks. Other runaway truck ramps are constructed of a bed of sand or gravel. The ramp, constructed for $5.5 million, is on Route 250 near the intersection with Route 151. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.